May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts bring us closer to you, Lord God. Amen. This is the third sermon in an Advent series entitled The Prayers of the Prophet. Send, find, proclaim, release, comfort, provide. This is the prayer language in today's first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Last week, I shared with you Eugene Peterson's concept of three different types of language. The first language, according to Peterson, is a language of intimacy and relationship. It is a language that is low in content, but rich and deep in meaning. Peterson asserts that this is the language of prayer. It is not language about God, about faith, but language to God and with God. This is the language of the prayers of the prophet, the language of our Advent readings. In the first week of Advent, the prophet taught us to pray in lament, which encompasses both grief and protest. Last week, the prophet taught us to pray by crying out, "Here is your God," teaching us to see and to name God's presence when we encounter it. In these past weeks, the prophet called us to a particular prayer language directed to God. But today, the prayer language the prophet proclaims in this reading is not words that come from the prophet and the people of Israel to God, but rather comes from God to the people. If prayer language is an expression of relationship, then the language, the messages, have to go both ways. Prayer is not only what we say to God, but what God has to say to us. Today's reading from the prophet Isaiah opens by telling us that the Spirit of God is on the prophet. The Lord has anointed him, and in this anointing, God has given him a message. And here it is. Send, find, proclaim, release, comfort, provide. That is God's prayer language, a language of justice to the prophet Isaiah. And it's God's call to his people. The historical context of this reading helps us to understand God's call to us, his people. This reading, just like in the first week of Advent, comes from the third part of the book of Isaiah. The Israelites had been in Babylonian captivity, enslaved for generations, over the course of nearly 70 years. In this third part, their captivity is now over, but they did not return as one cohesive, triumphant group to Israel. Some stayed in Babylon, some migrated to other lands, and some returned to the Promised Land. But Israel was the object of other nations' scorn. They were disenfranchised, ridiculed, and oppressed. This was not the victorious return from enslavement they had imagined. Into this, God sends the prophet Isaiah. God sends Isaiah to his own people. His people are the oppressed. His people are the brokenhearted. His people are the captives that need liberty proclaimed. His people are the prisoners that mourn. All of this sending, finding, proclaiming, releasing, comforting, and providing that God anoints him to do, well, he's to do it for his own people. Who are your people? Picture them in your mind. Where are they oppressed, brokenhearted, captive, held prisoner in mourning? Where are they among your people? This St. Francis community, when envisioning this new church building, we've only been here 3 years, for those of you who don't know. When this new church building was envisioned, the St. Francis community named as our people, children. And they worked with the diocese to build not only this church, but a child care center too. And the Friends of St. Francis Child Care Center opened, a mission evolved that the parish and the board members had not envisioned. It was a mission not only to children, but to children with additional learning and therapy needs, to foster children, and to kids who couldn't seem to find another child care home. St. Francis named their people children, and then began to serve the oppressed, the brokenhearted, and the mourning among them. The passage from Isaiah continues. It says that when the prophet goes to his people and acts on the prayer language between him and God, then these people who are oppressed, brokenhearted, mourning, and disgraced will be transformed into oaks of righteousness. They will be built up from former devastation and repaired their ruined cities. Can you see your oppressed, your brokenhearted, your captives and mourning? Can you see them as mighty oaks? Can you envision them built up and repaired? What does it look like? The teachers, administrators, and volunteers at the Friends of St. Francis Child Care Center were able to see that happening in the children they served. They noticed their people, their children, with the help of therapists and the consistency of a loving child care center. They became stronger. They gained skills. They were built up. This reading ends with the prophet speaking of the impact of sending, finding, proclaiming, releasing, comforting, and providing that God anointed him to do. He talks about the impact that that has on him. When his people are mighty as oaks, rebuilt and repaired, then he will rejoice in his relationship with the Lord. His whole being will exult in God, and he will be clothed in salvation and righteousness. How do you feel as you imagine your oppressed people, your brokenhearted, captive and mourning? How do you feel when you see them as mighty oaks, rebuilt and repaired? What is that like for you? In the smiles, the stories, and the pride of the Friends of St. Francis volunteers, I can see their joy. Watch them exalt in their work, the children, and the mission of the center. As an Advent text, this passage from Isaiah 61 is not just about individual, intimate relationship and prayer language with God. It is not about God's desire or ability to heal human wounds. Instead, it is our call to be the bodies through whom divine justice becomes a reality. Where are you, the body through whom divine justice becomes a reality? Our child care center is currently closed because of coronavirus. But as we prepare for its reopening later in 2021, we invite you to be the body through whom divine justice becomes a reality for our people, children, especially the vulnerable among them. This Advent, like the prophet Isaiah, may you and God have rich and intimate conversations about whom you are sent to find, to proclaim, to release, to comfort, and to provide. Amen.